This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A Lakota couple is suing a Nebraska school district saying their family's traditional Lakota beliefs and practices were violated when their children's hair was cut without permission. The lawsuit was filed Monday by the ACLU of Nebraska. It alleges a Cody Kilgore Unified School employee cut the hair of two elementary students multiple times in the spring of 2020 during head lice checks. According to the lawsuit, this continued even after the family raised concerns. Parents Alice Johnson and Norma Leroy say long hair is part of their culture and religion and should only be cut under specific circumstances by select individuals. The lawsuit argues the school violated the family's First Amendment right to follow their religious beliefs and their constitutional right to due process, and deprived the students of the right to an education free of racial discrimination. The lawsuit is seeking damages. New Mexico's governor recently signed an order to establish the next phase of the state's task force on missing and murdered indigenous women and relatives. The order expands membership of the original task force and brings on new representatives. The task force will work on a state response plan. Christine Means, task force project assistant, says the next phase builds on findings laid out in a report to state officials and lawmakers last year.
The overall goal really is to find that long-term solution, that long-term support of what it is that the task force's role is in the state of New Mexico. What is the role that it plays with tribes, with the New Mexico Indian Affairs Department, with the government of the state of New Mexico? So I think that in the initial year of findings, some recommendations were able to come out of it. And now it's prioritizing those action items and starting to put them into effect so that they can be enacted.
The task force was established in 2019. A final report was released in late 2020 following a series of public meetings and data collection. The executive order allows the task force to continue its work to develop a plan on how to implement the final report's recommendations. The cancellation of the cruise ship season in 2020 due to COVID-19 has impacted Alaska Native communities, which rely on tourism, says the president of the Huna Totem Corporation. Russell Dick testified before the U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs last week, saying if they don't see a cruise ship in 2021 in Huna, it will be devastating. He says there are limited economic opportunities in the community, which is not connected to a road system and runs on diesel power. Dick says the cruise ship industry has created jobs and a tax base, contributing millions of dollars to the community.
As we all know, the CDC shut down the cruise industry in the U.S., and to date, it is the only major industry not operating today. In 2020 alone, that shutdown meant the loss of at least 500,000 guests and their economic contributions of nearly $10 million to our community. Icy Strait Point normally employs over 250 people during the season, with nearly 80% local and Alaska Native hire, all in a community of less than 800 people. All of those jobs were non-existent in 2020, and all of those jobs are non-existent today. So it's been over 20 months since Alaska has seen a cruise ship, and our 2021 Alaska cruise season is also in peril, which will continue to devastate the communities throughout Alaska like Huna that depend on tourism.
Dick says a restart to cruising in Alaska is critical, as the season is only 5 months long, May through September. He's seeking federal help, including funding through Native American loan programs and legislative reform to alleviate some restrictions on cruise ships. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Western Governors University, where students apply what they already know, learn at their own pace, and graduate sooner with little or no debt. Information and application at wgu.edu/degrees. Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.